The state of California is days away from making a dramatic change in the way it handles criminal offenders. Starting next month, the state will redirect tens of thousands of nonviolent felons away from state prisons to local facilities. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The state's plan is called realignment.
The basic of realignment is it's a massive shift of governmental functions currently operated by the state of California to the counties.
That's Barry Crisberg, who teaches criminal justice at UC Berkeley's Bolt Hall School of Law.
And it covers not only criminal justice, but it covers child welfare, mental health, jobs programs, and it's the largest shift that we've ever seen in the state's history.
Even so, the keystone is the reversal of the state's tough-on-crime approach to what state corrections officials say is a smart-on-crime strategy. Last week, Governor Jerry Brown reminded an audience of local law enforcement officials that the state has been ordered by no less than the U.S. Supreme Court to reduce its prison population by 30,000 inmates. Brown says realignment can help that objective without endangering public safety.
We're not letting out the dangerous people. We're going to keep them in. That's the whole point.
Inmates currently in state prisons will remain there. New offenders, nonviolent, non-serious, non-sexual offenders, will go to county jails, where they can be closer to local rehab and diversion programs. But many local public safety officials are worried about having to implement the plan by October 1st. They're also worried about whether they'll get enough money from the state to do it. One of the most outspoken skeptics is Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones.
The program is funded for exactly 9 months. What happens after 9 months, we don't know.
In his speech last week, Governor Brown tried to quell those doubts, saying he'll work on a way to guarantee state money for California's 58 counties.
Now, some of you think that when I'm gone or something, they're going to take it away from you. I want to tell you, I'm not leaving Sacramento until we get a constitutional guarantee to protect law enforcement and the whole realignment process so you get the funding you need to make the thing work.
But that means getting a ballot initiative in front of voters as soon as November of next year. Sheriff Jones remains doubtful about Brown's plan.
I trust him. I don't trust the collective will or ability of the legislature to maintain that. I don't trust that it would pass by the voters if it made it on the ballot, and I certainly don't trust the next governor to keep this governor's commitment.
Prison reformers have their concerns, too. Sarah Norman of the Prison Law Center says keeping low-level offenders closer to their homes, communities, jobs, and families is a good thing, but she fears it won't be done right.
If that programming isn't there, if substance abuse treatment, job retraining, things like that are not available to them, it could be a big mess.
And Norman says it's not just the state prison system that's beset with problems. There are over 20 California county jails that have court-ordered capacity limits because of overcrowding. And Barry Crisberg of Bolt Hall Law School says with a lack of state oversight in the plan, he foresees a lot of disparity in how realignment is implemented.
With a state with 58 counties and the diversity of California, what we're going to see is 58 varieties of realignment.
We'll hear about one of those counties, Los Angeles, which will see a large influx of new prisoners later this afternoon on All Things Considered. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
At the same time, thousands of California prisoners are resuming a hunger strike.
In July, prisoners stopped eating to protest conditions in isolation cells and a requirement to give up information on gang members in order to get out of solitary confinement. The summer protest ended with some extra privileges for prisoners, like sweatpants and colored pencils, and also a promise to review major policies.
But now the hunger strikers have started up again, saying the major policies have not changed. Officials say a review of policies will take months, and they warn inmates who refuse to eat will be considered a mass disturbance, and they'll be punished.